Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and I'm astrologer Shelley Entine, and I will be speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 2nd of June, and ending on Sunday, the 8th of June. And we have a couple of planetary shifts coming. We've got Venus entering Taurus on the 6th for Eastern Time Zone, 12:43 a.m. on Friday the 6th. And we have Venus in Taurus with Mercury going into Cancer on Sunday the 8th at 6:58 p.m. So I'm going to track a little bit about those. And I think I'll do those at the beginning also because it's easier than breaking up the weekly forecast. And we're spending a whole week after we get past the first quarter phase with the Moon in Virgo squaring the Sun in Gemini on Monday the 2nd. We will spend the whole week in the second quarter phase. So we're going to be trying to nourish our projects and get the things we need to have success, make the contacts we need, because we will have a full moon coming on the 11th, Wednesday the 11th, full moon at 20 Sagittarius next week. We'll be definitely talking about that next week. So Venus and Taurus, this is the Venus that everybody pictures in a way. Venus and Cancer gets that too, but this is your sensual goddess of love and beauty. That is absolutely the sign that she rules, in the sense of the resonating of the planet to the qualities. Venus is the nature lover in Taurus. She's also the food lover. And again, all the senses are experienced as heightened pleasures with Venus in Taurus. And so, again, this is going to be a time where you will have your values looking at the earthy qualities of life, which will also include with Taurus your personal finances and possessions and your personal values and feelings of self-worth and what you need to survive. So Venus will be placing a lot of value here, and maybe bringing benefits. Also, she will be bringing benefits to the house that has Taurus in it, in your birth chart, while she's transiting there. She's going to be a place where you might make money and also meet love interests or find love happening. So she is going to be making a couple of aspects that are a little bit tricky in a way, on the 9th, which is during this next week's beginning forecast, Venus will square Pluto in Aquarius. And so this is a Venus who wants to hold on. When she's in love, she wants to hold on to that person. She wants to feel that she's grounded and has, you know, some control over the fact that somebody's there with her all the way. But, you know, Pluto's in the sign of independence. So there is a challenge there. And there's also a challenge about the way people are looking at the future. So Venus in Taurus is going to be conservative because she wants to preserve. And then, you know, Pluto is about transforming. And if you're going back over, because Pluto is retrograde, the things that have already transformed, there may be some conflicts for Venus about those things, not happy about it. I don't think Venus and Taurus would be really happy about cryptocurrency unless they could prove that that money wouldn't disappear. You know, this Taurus, very fixed earth. You know, I want my feet on the ground here, not up in the air, an invisible realm. That comes next when she goes into Gemini, which she will do on the 4th of July this year at 11:31 a.m. So that's how long we have her, just under the month itself. We are looking at her spending habits. And in Taurus, she will spend on things that make her feel secure. She'll also be spending on, if it was jewelry, she'd be looking at the throat and the shoulder area for the beauty here. So maybe necklaces and even sort of earrings might even be able to come into the category because they will maybe come down closer to the neck. She may be looking at spending on things for gardening and home. And if she's taking a trip, she wants it to be a nature trip that she's looking at, where she can maybe see some beautiful gardens also. So she may spend on things that are actually going to be assisting her in terms of maintaining her home, because it's real estate. She might find money in real estate. She might spend money on real estate with this transit in Taurus. And this is the Venus that likes gold, coins of gold that, she wants to be secure. She may be buying some gold and the gold jewelry also. Leo will do that too, but so will Venus in this sign. And if she's doing clothing, it's going to be things that don't just look good, but feel good on the body. So this is that Venus that will make you the chocolate brownies also, because Venus loves chocolate when she's in Taurus particularly. So, this is that kind of energy. And she can be possessive again. And so that's what you'll be looking at. And so the other experience that Venus has of a less delightful, challenging kind of an energy is when she joins Uranus in Taurus. This is right before she leaves and goes into Gemini. She gets that little shock. Something's changed. I don't know how I feel about this. But very quickly after she does that, she will be slipping out of her Taurus identity and moving into the air sign Gemini. So it won't be a long-lasting experience of shock and change, which Venus and Taurus probably doesn't like change that much either. So Mercury will change signs and move into the sign of Cancer, which is not a natural element for Mercury. It's going to be happening on Sunday the 8th at 6:58 p.m. So it really affects more into the following week. But this Mercury and this lunar changing sentimental and feelings focused sign is going to be sentimental. It's going to have lots of thoughts about family, home and security, food, and this is not going to be a mind that's working very much off the logic and reason energies that we prefer with our mind. There's a lot of reminiscing that could go on. And maybe it's a time that the mind could turn to clearing out some of the things that are being held on to for their sentimental values. Things that we tend to just keep these photos from forever and things like that. But this is also a Venus that may turn into the energy of reminiscing with the desire to be with a loved one who has departed as well. And, you know, when we get to this level, and if we see ourselves going into, let's focus on the now and more focus on the before and in the future, and that's when a Bach flower comes in to be very helpful, and it's honeysuckle, you know, and also the energy of the one that is for Cancer, which is our clematis, and it is going to be helpful to keep us present in a current moment. So, I am now going to go into the daily forecast so that you can have the energy of each day as it's coming along.